feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
There's a wonderful and exciting world out there when we discover that we don't need TV to entertain us. If it ain't enough. Entertain enough, ain't enough. Have you guys heard a word I've said? Yeah. Ain't enough. Yeah, I heard it too.
Sorry, Brian. Tell you what that's about later. I'll be rich. Thank goodness, a piece of hate mail. It's been too long.
Oh, good.
Brian, Bruce, you guys better get What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love ready. We're going to need it. There ought to be some kind of law that if a holiday is on a Saturday, you get Friday and Monday.
And Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, good idea.
Because, but then you know what? We just push Monday to the limits, and Tuesday would be a horrible
day. Yeah, you would do something on Monday.
Monday,
too,
and you feel like crap on Tuesday. And I'm not the drinker, really, and I don't party, but I'm still tired. You know why? Because I have a grandson. And pick me up, Grumpy. That's what he calls me, Grumpy. We decided we wanted to be called Grumpy and G. It sounds like the two people be on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Grumpy and G.
Right here in the comedy team of Grumpy and G. And you can't deny them. When they look at your little sad faces, pick me up, Grumpy.
Oh, right.
What are you going to do? No, kid, walk.
And then you bend down and go, oh.
Yeah, he'll know me. He'll probably start calling me Grunty because that's what he knows me from,
now,
grunting.
Does anything happen when you pick him up? You know, because that kind of strains. And
yes, we have to change my diapers.
Can push things out.
So welcome to the July 6th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are after and we got a couple of really terrific stories for you. I know Paul Harvey likes to call them knuckleheads in the news. These people really are.
I think it's Paul Harris.
What
yeah,
is it?
It's Paul Harris.
Oh, I've confused those two before.
Yeah. Just a couple times before.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's start with the Burke segment, because I can't imagine somebody doesn't have something to say. So does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is Dan Strauss. He's in a band, and I won't go through his list of accomplishments. They're too numerous to mention.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from assistant manager at Sambo's to every month it seems like he tells us something we didn't know. Oh, yeah, I used to work there, too. We didn't even know.
Another place that's out of business.
Another
usually
place
they're all out of business.
Yeah, that he ruined. So here, now, without further ado, does anybody ever get introduced with further ado?
I don't
and
know.
Now, no, because with further ado, that would mean you would keep talking and talking and talking.
But why, you could do that.
You could say, go, and now,
with further ado,
here,
I'd like
Dan
to tell
Strauss,
you more
but,
about,
then,
and just keep talking.
And then you go,
yeah,
right,
and then keep
yeah.
talking. Further ado.
How about with no ado?
What does it do?
It's like, I don't know. It's French.
It's French for goodbye. You bid adieu to somebody, but...
adieu. Well, then why would you say without further goodbye? Because you haven't said goodbye, so how could it be further goodbye? Without further goodbye, here's Dan Strauss. This makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. What is adieu? A-D-I-E-U.
A-D-I-E-U.
A-D-I-E-U-A-E-O-U.
Is that further adieu maybe is A-D-O?
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes.
You spell it A-D-O?
A-D-O.
What's
which
adieu?
Is,
I didn't know
the
that.
Definition is trouble or difficulty or fuss. So essentially, without any further fuss or trouble.
What if there was no fuss? There's been no fuss. How can there be further fuss? There was no fuss. Doesn't
know,
make sense. It's another thing that we just say because everybody thinks we're supposed to say it.
And no one knows.
Without further, I learned something here. It's a learning show. A-D-O. I didn't know that. I thought it was A-D-I-E-U. So in France, okay, I bid you adieu.
That's
I-E-U. That's goodbye.
Yes.
Without further ado is no more, without any more fuss.
Without any more trouble or difficulty.
But you're introducing Dan, so there is more trouble or difficulty.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So it doesn't
yeah.
make sense. Can't say that.
Yeah.
Okay, with a whole bunch more ado, here's Dan Strauss, everybody. It's all yours.
Thank you, Frank. You're welcome. And there was some ado going on this weekend.
A lot of ado. It was really humid and moist in the
yeah.
morning. Yeah.
And Friday, my girlfriend Sandy and I decided to go down to the fair, which...
Her last name is Anai. Is that Asian?
Yeah,
my girlfriend, Sandy and I.
Yeah.
That was Asian, I believe.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know her last name. Go ahead.
So we went down, to the fair to see
the
Blondie.
See the birds and bees were there?
Oh, yeah, they were.
Second year at Forest Park. I still haven't been since it's moved.
You know what? I liked it a lot
better.
You like
that setup better?
I liked it a lot better.
It seems to have a better backdrop because some of the video and pictures I saw, it's nice seeing the, you know, the World Fair Pavilion in parts and
yeah.
Art Hill and things like that.
But it just seems to be more.
Is that where the bands play by the bottom of Art Hill?
Yeah, yeah. Right there at the base, right by
Great,
the
Grand Basin.
Yeah, the Grand Basin.
I should try to do it again because I love crowds of sweaty people.
You do.
That's
my
thing. A bunch of sweaty,
that's
drinking.
That's one of your favorite things.
B.O. That's my favorite thing. I should try it again.
It was. Friday wasn't that crazy and that bad. It's wide open and everything. But we went down and saw Blondie and Melissa Etheridge. And both were really, really good. Blondie, our Debbie Harry, is...
He wants us to know he knows her name.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not known as Blondie. Harry. That's the band. The band name is Blondie.
Oh.
Debbie Harry is the lead singer.
Okay.
But it was probably named because of her blonde hair.
That might have been. But she's 70 years old, which I could not believe.
No, see, that's when you realize how old we are.
I know. But someone said she's 70, and I said,
she's on my iPod. That's how hip I am.
I can't believe she's 70 years old. And and I Googled it, and sure enough, she's 70. She looked really good.
One way or another,
yeah.
I'm going to get you. One way or another. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I want you to know that I knew who that was.
Tide is high. Do you like that one?
The tide is high.
Call me, right?
Yeah, call me. Call me anytime.
See, look at what all you missed out. You
should have gone.
You could have been right in the middle of a huge crowd listening to that music.
Oh, yeah.
But she was good.
She was very, very good. Her voice has held up really well throughout the years. And Melissa Etheridge... And I've always liked Melissa Etheridge, but she absolutely...
You know she's a lesbian.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And she absolutely blew me away.
No, she won't. She's a lesbian.
I know that. But she... Her musical talents.
Sorry, Brian.
She was
not
incredible.
The Brian who called, by the way. This is a different... We seem to have a knack for...
Oh, Brian's?
Yeah, ticking off people named Brian. We'll get to that. Go ahead.
So what we did was we parked over by the Galleria and decided to take Metrolink down. I hardly ever ride on Metrolink. So leaving, we get on Metrolink and they have it split up east and west. And I walked up and I said, this is going to Brentwood, correct? And the guy says, yes. So we get on the Metrolink.
So this is you, your daughter.
No,
and
just
your
me.
Asian girlfriend.
No, just me and Sandy.
And your Asian girlfriend.
Yeah, just Sandy.
Sandy and I.
So we're on Metrolink, and Sandy has this kind of panicked look on her face, and I asked her why. She goes, I think we're on the wrong train. I said, but...
She said, I just sobered up and realized I'm dating you.
Yeah. I said, but they said we're going west, and I asked them about Brentwood. Well, some lady says, well, you know, there's a red line and a blue line. Now, the red line would go to... the airport and do different stops. Forest Park apparently is where the Metrolink will split off and go in different directions. So we were on the wrong train.
Why would Sandy let you pick the train? She has probably pretty good vision.
She does have good vision, but we are both kind of, we get lost a lot.
Navigationally challenged.
I'm very navigationally challenged.
Yes, we are. Okay. If there's a mall, though, we find a mall.
So where did you end up?
Well,
Chicago.
No, we ended up and we stopped. We got off the train to go to get on another Metrolink to go back to Forest Park to get on the Blue Line. And what we did was we get off. There was a cop at the station, and I asked him where this was. We were in Wellston.
Oh, that's a great destination.
Yes, it is. So we are there with 11 other people.
That's where the action is.
Oh, yeah. And we heard some fireworks going off.
No, those weren't fireworks.
No, we did hear gunshots.
Yeah.
We heard gunshots. One guy said, that's a pistol. That's a pistol. And he's starting to name off different pistols that could have been.
That's a Walther PPK. I recognize
that. So, yeah. So we get back on. There was a Metrolink that came by, and it says, this train is out of service. This train is out of service. Oh, I think every 18 minutes they go by. So we had to wait another 18 minutes. So we waited. We get back to Forest Park. They apologize for telling us not to get on the Blue Line. So we get on the Blue Line. We go back.
This is a good story.
I know. We think our stop is Brentwood. We get off on Brentwood, and it's not Brentwood. Our stop was Richmond Heights, the stop before. So we have to wait for another train to come back so we can go back another stop.
You know how many people you just kept from riding the Metrolink just now?
Well,
people who were thinking about it.
To be fair, most people would...
You don't know.
Be able to see.
Keep track stop they got on the Metrolink.
I wouldn't. I'd be like him. I'd be just as mad.
We thought, because Brentwood goes right by the Galleria, and we thought that was Brentwood.
I would, too.
But I think there are big signs at each
but
stop.
That, I did know Galleria was in Richmond Heights. I did know that.
So we had to go back. So ultimately, the fair got over with at 10:30. We got home at 1 in the morning.
Because you kept going back to Forest Park. Okay, well, let's go back and start over. Let's go back to Forest Park.
We kept riding on Metrolink.
Man.
And then,
well, there's one couple. They love Forest Park. They came four times. One day.
And then last night, I was talking to my daughter. And I know.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. Her name's Alyssa. I know. I don't like to talk about her that much, but... And Sandy was in the house, and I'm talking to my daughter. I'm standing outside. All of a sudden, I see this white thing go across the sky.
And that's a UFO.
That's exactly what I thought. It was round. No, I thought it's a plane. No, it was making no noise. Mm. So I ran in, got binoculars, and it's just kind of going across the sky pretty slow. So I'm looking through the binoculars, and I'm talking to my daughter the entire time. She goes, hang up and take a picture of it and send it to me.
Now, when was this?
This was last night.
Okay.
So by this time, it goes beyond the trees, and I can't get a picture. So I'm talking to her. Sandy comes out.
Where had you been all day yesterday?
We went...
Drinking at all?
No.
Because usually the UFO sighters have been out drinking.
We did go to a casino.
Right.
No.
But I didn't drink. I didn't have any drinks.
So that's your story? You saw something, you don't know what it was?
No. Well, Sandy comes out, and I was telling her, and I was really serious. And
what was she wearing when she came out?
Oh, her little nighty pajama things.
Wow. I'm sure she wants you to be talking
about. I just thought I'd have you give a little more detail. Go ahead.
So she comes out and she goes, I believe that you think that you saw something. And then she starts laughing. And I'm like, no, I really saw something. I really did.
Even though I can't see anything else.
I know.
I saw this.
Then she goes, was it that? And there was this white thing that was going across the sky. I said, that's it. She goes, that's a Chinese lantern.
I just heard about these. Somebody mentioned this to me yesterday.
Yeah.
You light them, and they go up, and then they just kind of...
There are candles inside it that keep it afloat
the
or whatever.
Keeps from the
and generally, people will do a bunch of them. They just let a bunch of them off, and they go... I said, man, I'd have thought we were getting invaded or something.
You don't want a lot of wind. If it's kind of a calm night, I think I've never done it. That sounds like a neat-looking thing.
It was cool now that I knew what it was, but at first, I'm like... I don't have no idea what that thing is. It's just kind of going across the sky, round white light.
I'll have to get some of those
for
my grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think that's about
it. Some good stories there. There's a lot there.
And we saw the fireworks at the fair.
Folks are keeping score. And maybe questions on this. What about you, Peon? Anything?
Yes, I have a couple things.
All right, this is Archie Geis's father. Peon,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing, Friday we were off for that was how we took our day off for the 4th. We decided to go up to Hannibal. It was Tom Sawyer days up in Hannibal, Missouri. Ooh. We've probably been 10 times to Hannibal. Like, I love that town.
They actually have the fence painting contest.
Whitewashing. Absolutely. And then we were there Friday, though. I think most of the activities were taking place Saturday and Sunday. They have a mud volleyball tournament right on the riverfront and everything. I love that town, though. That town, especially the main street there, it's a bunch of antique stores and things like that. They have Mark Twain Museum. So we noticed while walking along Main Street, a big tour bus was there letting people out, and it was... Tourist. I could see they were Asian. I didn't know where they were from, but
maybe some of his girlfriend's relatives were there.
Sandy and I. I didn't see. Maybe Sandy's relatives were there.
Sandy so and I.
Saw anyone were... here from the Anai family?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there were groups walking up and down the street, and I'm sure because Mark Twain is huge worldwide. So we go in the inside the Mark Twain Museum and gift shop. And we walked right inside the doors, and there was a big group of the tourists there. I walk in. I had Archie on my – I carry him a lot on that pouch on the front of my chest. It's called a Bjorn. But he loves walking around in that thing just because he's eye level. I mean, he's always content in
that. I was somewhere, and they were giving those things away. The guy was yelling, Bjorn's free.
So we walk inside the door, there's a lobby there, and then the museum's there, and the gift shop. All of these girls, and it turned out they were Chinese tourists, they turn around, and they see Archie on my chest. And I don't know if it was because he was just a cute baby or the fact that I was wearing him on my – they all take out their phones and start taking pictures of him. It was like the paparazzi – it was like the – he was an exhibit in the museum.
Wow.
It was – I mean, they were just enthralled with – and I
how
I
could
think,
they not have seen that if they're tourists?
Well, I think – I mean, most – it's something about blonde babies or good luck, I think, in that culture. There's something like that because you think about it, they're all dark-haired over there. So they're not used to seeing babies, I guess, with lighter hair. So they were just – I mean, it was too funny. It was like TMZ was there. They all had their cell phones out.
And where snapping. Are they all going?
No, some of them, because I asked, I go, where are you guys from? And they said China. And they were just saying, oh, he's so cute. And they were trying to touch his hands and legs and everything. So it was just funny. Mark Twain took a back seat when once Archie came inside the Mark Twain Museum. The next thing I have, today, before work, I took the little boy out to there's these things now called splash pads. I don't know if we had them when I was a kid, but recently they build these at parks where it's just usually like a concrete pad, but it'll have water jets in the ground or, things with water spraying out of it. So I took him to that, and there's one in Sylvan Springs Park, which is near Jefferson Barracks Park. But I took Telegraph on the way there. There is a – and I tried finding more about it. I could only find pictures of it outside. There's an 8,000-square-foot castle on Telegraph. This guy apparently built this – it's a giant castle. It's
8,000 square feet. It's like four houses.
Yes. And it's right on Telegraph. I couldn't find out more about who
owns
it.
Is it a home?
Yeah, it's a home, and there's an article on some website describing it, saying there's a huge castle in St. Louis, and people are commenting on it, saying, I've been to the house, or the guy's a great guy, the family's really
neat. I know who owns that. Yes, the guy's name is Thurman White.
Really?
It's the White Castle, yeah. I apologize.
I mean, there are gargoyles outside. I mean, it's really nicely well done. It's a cool looking house, but I would love to see pictures. Apparently, the guy doesn't want to.
If I had gargoyles, I'd have them holding up a bottle of Listerine. The gargling gargoyles.
But I don't think the guy wants a lot of publicity because there's no picture.
Yeah, because I've never heard of it.
Photographer.
Well, hold on, though. You don't want a lot of publicity, but you build
an 8,000-square-foot castle. I know. It's something that apparently the family just wanted to do. It's really neat.
So where is this on Telegraph? Because I used to live off of Telegraph.
2300 block of Telegraph. So it's on the south side of 270.
The actual address on
Telegraph. Oh, that's actually 255. That's 255 there.
255, yeah. The south side. So it's right near Jefferson Barracks Park.
Oh, okay. So that's the north,
actually. The actual address on Telegraph.
North. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's going north.
It's a dot, dot, dash, dot, 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 telegraph. Sorry. I know those aren't the numbers. They're letters.
Teletype, I think that's
Are there teletype. Numbers in the Morse code? There are.
I don't know. There's dot, dot, dash.
Surely you'd have to be there able to transmit to a number.
Yeah.
Morse
there
code.
There has to be, I would think. Huh. But, yeah, so it's really cool. So,
is it further down?
Yes, it is going towards, away from Jefferson Barracks Park, going towards
like
the casino.
Broadway.
See, a lot
yeah,
of calls.
Like River to Pear.
Right, a lot of calls. Okay. Somebody knows. Somebody See, knows. A lot of calls.
All right, last thing. I got this. I walked in today, and Beth, our receptionist at French, and she said, I have this envelope for you. And so I look, and it's a giant envelope, and I could feel a book inside it.
Mm.
And it says, to Ian Geis, board operator, KTRS AM, and it's got our
That's
address
us.
Here.
Yeah.
And the return address was the Islamic Circle of North America, the 877Y Islam Project, 1320 Hamilton Street.
Welcome to ISIS.
Well, no, I don't. I think Islamic is not necessarily connected to ISIS. But so I open the envelope, and inside is my very own
Quran,
the Holy Quran.
Get out of here!
And it says you can see that right in the front there. Exclusive edition for Ian Geis. It has my name printed on it. So I thought we mentioned the Quran. I think last week.
Not kidding. His name is printed.
My name is printed on the Quran.
Into the cover of the Quran.
We talked last week about I don't know. I found somewhere where somewhere in the Quran there's a way that if you like a woman. And you want to have relations with her, but you can't have relations till you're married. You essentially say, I want to marry you, and she has to accept. And then after you have your relations with her.
If you don't like it.
When you're done at that point, you can. I divorce you three times, and essentially that's a divorce.
Why
so,
three?
I don't know. And
so you say, I divorce you.
And that's it. It's a legal divorce. After you're done having.
If she's no good in bed, I divorce you.
So I thought maybe somebody heard that, but apparently this was just totally coincidental that this group sent me.
Well, yeah, because it's addressed to sir or madam. So it's not even addressed
to you. I know, yeah, the letter.
Yet the book is personalized with your name on it.
I don't know. So I'm going to try to find that passage in here just to.
Maybe they're trying to recruit.
Maybe we will become.
Dear Mr. Geis, you have been received officially in ISIS. Thank you for your application.
Yeah, no,
that's not
let's
even
make it
funny.
Clear that not even has
funny.
Nothing to do with ISIS.
Hang on. ISIS is made up
very
of
radicalized
radical Islamics.
Yes, there's a huge portion
who
of the
like many
Islamic culture
Christians
that has,
take the Bible way too literally
exactly.
and have their own interpretation of things.
Let's
yes, they do use the Quran, but they twist it and distort
Most
it.
Most people of Islam are normal and look down upon those people just as much as anybody else.
But that's weird that it's
yes.
personalized.
So I have my own personalized Quran now.
Well, we
so.
Have a bunch of called Dan Caesar. We haven't even.
They were talking about the castle. It's down Telegraph towards where Telegraph kind of turns into Broadway. So it's that way.
Yeah. Close to Lime Ferry and Telegraph.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whose is it? Do we know?
No. I don't know.
Some guy called and he said that he didn't want to give the name. He actually works for the guy. He's the vice president of a company.
It's very cool, and
he's very big into Halloween and things like that, and that's one of the reasons why he did the castle.
Well,
you have to be.
You build a house for Halloween, and you just have to wait 364 days a year till Halloween comes along again so you can decorate your house. Should we close the Burke segment?
Yes.
Burke segment is officially, hold on, closed. We're going to take a couple of quick calls. They have to be. No, we can't. I think I'll do this, but then we'll break. We'll take some calls. So hang on. We'll come back and get to your calls. Athena Heating and Cooling, I don't know how busy they were these last three or four days. I would imagine pretty busy. I was at the lake for a couple of days, and it was like a steam bath. Even though it was only 90, it wasn't it felt like 120 degrees. My goodness, it was steamy and uncomfortable. And you just go out for 10 minutes to do anything, and you're soaking wet, and nothing feels better than to step into working, functioning, efficient air conditioning. And if that's not what you have at your house, I have the people who can help you with that. Matheny, 73 years in business. Now, what about the brand? I get emails from time to time. Well, we have a Linux system. I wonder if they'd work on. Here's the answer to all those emails. whether you say we have a Bryant, a Linux, an American Standard, the answer is yes, 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 and yes. They work on all those. They are trained to work on all those. So you don't have to worry about the brand or the model or the make or the year or the age or the size. All you have to worry about is whether or not you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, anywhere in either of those two counties. If you live in Madison County, Illinois, yes, I'm sorry, you have a problem. You either have to move over here to have Matheny be your heating and cooling. Wouldn't that be something? Somebody moves here just to have, that's loyal. That's loyal listening right there. There would be some tremendous reward probably for that. And to those folks, we say we're sorry. But to those of you in St. Louis and St. Charles counties, congratulations. You have Matheny as your heating and cooling company. All you have to do is choose them, call them, pick them. And like I've said many times before, I feel so sorry for the people who don't listen to the show. They miss out on so many things. They don't even know right now what they think it's ado. Like, a, without further ado, they don't know. They're stupid because they don't listen to the show. We were stupid about that until today. And after today, we're not stupid anymore about it. We learned. We're here to teach. We're here to learn and share. And those poor, poor saps who don't listen to this show, they're going to go on stumbling through life, misspeaking, not knowing things like Matheny. Can you imagine you're with some people who aren't AM and the PM, and you're just having polite conversation. You go, well, we called Matheny out because we called what? What? Who? What's that? Sad. And then you have to explain to them, oh, it's only a very reliable heating and cooling company. It's been around for 73 years. Aren't you AM and the PM? And then they say, what does that mean? That's when you get up and go, I'm sorry, but we can no longer be with you people. Goodbye. And you never associate with them again. Tough love. And if they're smart, they'll run out and figure out what AM and the PM is and call you and beg you to be friends again. Hey, we're AM and the PM now. Can we be friends? You say, prove it. And if they say how, say, heating and cooling. Give me the name. They go, Matheny. Boom, we're friends again. You can't hang out with people who aren't AM and the PM. You can't because the stupidity might rub off on you and the lack of sense of humor might rub off on you. So thank goodness we all are, and thank goodness for Matheny and for the way they do business, the way you expect a company to do business. Matheny Heating and Cooling, if you'd like to know more, check them out at MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
And that castle that you're talking about?
Yes.
It's at like a Telegraph and Revis.
Yeah, someone just called.
And it's interesting because we flew over that one day. It just kind of popped up. You know, they were building, and we were wondering what they're building. And from the air, it's pretty crazy looking.
It's only been there for a couple of years, I think, right?
Yeah, it just kind of popped up. But there's also another castle that you can go to. Well, you can't go to, actually. It's adjacent to Beetree Park, but it's on Ameren UE property. And this huge castle got built but never got finished. And we used to sneak into it when we, you know, go to Beetree Park, but now they put these walls up and stuff.
Well, it's trespassing.
And that's down off Telegraph.
We have young people listening. We have children, you know, impressionable children listening. And you're just talking, laughing about, oh, yeah, we went in there and trespassed and broke the law. That's just great.
Yeah, well.
That's our Tim.
I don't live in a church, okay?
Well, nobody does.
All right. Hey, they've cleared an accident on eastbound 70 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard. You are just a little slow at Highway A, but everything is broken loose since then. Now on westbound 70, we've got a slow patch between Highway 170, a little bit west of 170 out through Cypress. And then we're looking at volume building on southbound 270, right around Olive, down through Ladue, downtown eastbound 40, just a little bit heavy, Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars. They even have foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-0511. That's 1-800-700-0511. 1-800-700-0511. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day? Time to get DynaGreen's perfect garden hose. DynaGreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, DynaGreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
Newsmax.com, a news media organization, has just published a list of the 50 most influential talk radio shows in America. And it's no surprise that KTRS is well represented by John Carney at number 30 and McGraw-Milhaven at number 39.
And that's pretty cool when you consider how many thousands of radio stations Newsmax had to pick from.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now, more than ever, depend on it.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
My married son and his wife went to see Ted 2.
Yeah.
Said it was filthy and hilarious.
I saw it. We saw it over the weekend.
Funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's right.
It's almost like you shouldn't say it's funny. It's the way I felt about Sam Kinison. I just think, well, I can't laugh at this. And I just couldn't stop laughing. You feel bad about laughing.
But he's that description is perfect. Yeah. Filthy and funny.
Let me do a little first community business. We'll grab your calls. Please stay there 1 minute. Barry, Jim, and all the other Jims and all the other Barrys will be right with you. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank, a place where I bank, where I do all my banking. They're the sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning with Paul Warner, 7 to 9 o'clock. I didn't get to hear it this Saturday, but it was on Saturday. And I would imagine there were a lot of people calling in with a lot of things to sell because it was one of those weekends where maybe you had a little longer weekend. You could clean out some stuff and go, hey, let's sell this. And then when you do, you should take the cash and open an account at First Community, unless you already have an account or two or three. If you don't, this is an invitation to change where you bank from wherever you're banking now. Because you know what? You don't really have a good reason for why you're banking there, most of you. The great majority of you. Go ahead, give me the reason. You can't do it. Why do you bank where you bank? Well, when we moved here 10 years ago, it was down the street, and we just opened it again. That's not good enough. They need to do more for your loyalty, and they're not. First Community will. Like, just beating all the time the door down to try to get you the best rates they can, checking the competition. You don't have to shop rates. They do that already. Personal service. They deal with you. They're dealing with one of the owners because credit unions are owned by the customers. First Community Credit Union is owned by its members. That's us. So they deal with you. They're dealing with an owner in a sense. And you can sense there's just a little bit better service. Of course there is. They have to do that to compete. And they compete quite well, thank you. They're huge. But you'd never know it in the way they take care of you. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have 40 locations now, and they'd love to have you as a new customer. Make that member. You can find out more if you visit any of the 40. Have some fresh popcorn on us. It's hot. Have a popsicle. They do that in hot weather. Or go to firstcommunity.com. Let me talk to Barry. Barry, how are you?
Okay, Frank. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Barry. And thank you for holding. We appreciate it. What's happening?
Well, I was going to say the same thing I told the Dan that Tim Weiland said
what?
About the castle on Ameren's property. I will tell you that security over at Ameren watches that, and people have gotten arrested for trespassing over there.
No, Tim could have been in jail.
Oh, boy.
He'd been without a traffic guy. That's good to know.
Please keep up the great work. I always enjoy all of you.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, and have a great one.
Thanks for listening. Did he say you have a great one? Or
he did.
Have a
great one. I don't know. This is the first of two gyms in a row. Gym number one. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great, Frank. I had a response about the Morse code and the numbers that are.
Let me see if I can answer my own question because I sort of thought of an answer. You would transmit the number 7 with the letters S E V E N. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
No. So there is a way. What is it?
It's made up of 5 combination of characters, dots and dashes. Yeah. Now, we say dahs and dits because you learn the Morse code by sound, not by trying to translate the dots and dashes into their associated character.
How do you know all this? Are you former Coast Guard or something?
No, I learned it to get an amateur radio license.
Ah, okay.
Now, I wanted to tell you also that I am da-da, da-da, in the, da-da-da, dit. Da da.
Why didn't you did the in the?
Yeah. I didn't want to waste too much of your valuable airtime.
No, I always mess this up. The SOS thing. I'm not kidding. It's either da 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 dit dit da da da, or it's dit dit da 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 dit dit. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Is it da 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 dit dit?
No.
No. It's da da dit 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 da da.
No. It's dit dit da 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 dit dit.
Well, you're just splitting hairs.
Now, the numbers are made up of, 5 combinations. So the number 1 starts with a dit and then 4 da's. Dit, da-da-da-da-da. And then it goes two as did it, da-da-da. Three as did it, da-da.
Like we'll remember
and,
any of
and,
this.
Until you get to five, and it's five dips. And six starts the opposite. Da-da-da-da-dit.
And how did you say you know all this? What did you do?
Amateur radio license.
Right. Yeah. You had to show proficiency in Morse code to get certain classes of amateur radio license.
Yeah, but is that still the case? Because that's a throwback to, like, you know, the 20s or something. I mean, you still don't need that, do you?
Do you need it to get the license? You know, I'll be honest with you. I haven't been very active for several years, but for most classes of licenses, they no longer require it.
You know, many years ago, before there were cell phones, I went out to a guy's car. He had a ham radio in his car. He had a car unit. And he said, who do you want to call? And he made a phone call from his car. And I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. You're making a call from your car. Who'd have thought that years later we'd all have little phones in our pockets?
But right. Yeah. Even long before there were cell phones, yeah. We had our little handheld radios, and we were able to make phone calls from anywhere in the metro area through one of the repeater towers.
Yeah, and if you remember when there was a disaster, what was the ham radio operators, they turned to contact, because telephone poles were down, no communication. The ham radio people would get other ham radio people on and go, hey, tell us what's going on. Yeah.
Exactly. And one of the other things with Morse code, or the actual mode of transmission, you know, like we have AM and we have FM, single sideband, but it was called CW, or continuous wave. And the reason why it was an important part of getting a license, it is the absolute most reliable way when all other means of transmitting signals between long distances, the CW, continuous wave, or Morse code, was the most reliable and could get through even in the worst propagation.
Right, and last, I used to know this. What does HAM stand for?
I don't remember the exact story, but I think that
it's an acronym, I think, for something.
I'm not sure about that, but I think that was just some kind of a derogatory term by others. You know, they said, oh, he's just a ham.
Oh, well, we'll find out. We'll check it out. Hey, appreciate the call.
Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. This is Jim number two. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hello. Well, wait a minute. Let me check with my wife.
I'll see.
Oh, she says I'm fine.
Oh, man.
And Frank, I'm kind of concerned about Homeland Security investigating you about all this code talk on the radio, but more importantly about investigating Ian for his interest in the Koran.
Oh, I don't think he's interested in it at all. I think somebody out there might have thought he should know a little more.
Add the fact that he was gathering with communist agents in Hannibal, Missouri, plus he's the head waterboarder at the radio station? Is that what it is?
No, control board. Waterboard's down the hall in the sales office.
Yeah. It just intrigued me. Tell him to be careful.
No, we'll keep an eye on him. Now that he's got this, we'll keep an eye on him.
Thanks.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I need this. There you go. I need to see that screen. All right. I'm waiting for Dan to put the name.
See? No.
Okay. He just keeps talking to people and doesn't put their names on the screen. So, 4th of July weekend, I have not set off a firework for 15 years, and one of my sons picked up a bag of fireworks. But that's not the real story. Check this out. We're out in the boat because on holiday weekends, Tantera and the Lodge, they shoot off fireworks. By the way, Lodge is embarrassingly weak this year. Tantera is spectacular. We're out, and on the way back, we see a private residence with a bigger display than Lodge of the Four Seasons. And I told my wife, as we watched it, I said, somebody in that house dropped 50 to 100 grand on fireworks. And she said, no, they wouldn't spend that much money. She says, you're exaggerating. And I said, no, I'm not. Get this. My daughter and her boyfriend met some people. They go to these, pull-up by boat night spots with bands. And they meet a couple from Kansas City, because her boyfriend lives in Kansas City, and they start talking. This couple proceeds to tell them that they have some good friends who went out and bought, just for themselves and the friends who came to their home, fireworks. They spent $100,000 just for home for that night. I got to tell you something. I don't care how much money you have. If I cannot imagine that I would spend $100,000.
Talking about money going up in smoke.
Yeah.
I mean,
And not to mention the fact that unless you're a professional commercial
shooter, because those
blow everybody's
expensive
heads
ones
off.
Need like computers, I thought, to set them off. And you don't just stand down there with
launching
a lighter
or something. $100,000. And I'm telling you,
did they hire a company to do it? Or I'm sure they didn't do it themselves.
I don't know. But
I think
have to hire this people. House that I saw, one in particular, I promise you, $100,000. It made the lodge look like a joke. And then off in the distance, we could see the Tantera out, really out. So I don't know what the deal is. They cut the budget at the lodge. But I shot a few. I'll talk about it later. I hadn't shot any for a long time. And I was actually scared of them because I read these stories about people blowing their face. So, like, we got two that will tell you later. You've heard one of them, this idiot, over the weekend that put a mortar on his head and lit it, and he was instantly dead from head trauma. So I'm scared of fireworks. I lit them because of my grandson, and I ran like a little girl. As soon as the fuse got lit, whew, I can't even run, and I ran.
That's what you
I couldn't
do.
Get away from it fast enough.
You should be afraid of them because they're explosives.
Because we've all had the ones with the short fuse, and oops, it lasted about a half second. So we shot a few. It was kind of fun. I've just never been a big fan of shooting them myself. I'd rather watch somebody else.
No, not since I was a teenager, where it was kind of exciting to be in be old enough to finally do it yourself. I haven't.
And once a big one goes off in your hand, and that did happen to me, it stings for a long time. You don't forget about it. American Jose Hernandez, that's his name. He'll be in here next hour to talk a little tech talk. And I have a great addition to that segment, something I found out about phones that I didn't know till this weekend, and it's pretty interesting. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. I'll repeat that number again because it is a number similar to some other mortgage companies. And there's a reason for that. They want you confused. They want you to misdial and call them, thinking you've called American Equity Mortgage. And I guess if they talk fast enough, before you know it, you're into it dealing with them and you didn't even realize till it was almost too late that, wait a minute, you're not American Equity Mortgage. That's who you want. Those are the people that just celebrated 23 full years in the business, headquartered in St. Louis. This is the company that works fast for you, will get you approved as quick as anybody possibly can, and a great rate regardless of your credit. They'll work something out. Nobody's going to do a better job. American Equity Mortgage. Talk